Well, it's happening again this weekend. Tim Tebow brings his Denver Broncos to Foxborough to try to resume their unlikeliest of streaks.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you all for believing in me. Yeah. And also, yeah, I got to thank the most important person in my life, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Jesus!
Yes, I, Jesus Christ, am indeed the reason you've won your past 6 football games. Who are you playing next?
The Patriots.
Oh, boy, really? Wow, okay. Did not know that. That's going to be a tough one. If I'm the son of God, Tom Brady's got to be the guy's nephew. All right?
Thanks to Saturday Night Live for that. Now, normally on Wednesdays, we talk sports with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield, but Karen Given is sitting in for Bill this week. So, Karen, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Happy to be here.
So, that Saturday Night Live sketch we just heard actually aired ahead of the last meeting between the Patriots and the Broncos, and the Pats dealt them a crushing defeat in Denver. But this weekend's game has a new wrinkle. Explain.
That's right. The Patriots have hired Josh McDaniels, who might be a familiar name to Pats fans. He was the former offensive coordinator for the team from 2006 to 2008. But he's also the former head coach of the Denver Broncos. Mm. He was fired from that team in December of 2010. And yesterday, the Denver Post columnist named Woody Page did a column which suggested that the NFL should step in and stop this hiring from happening because Josh McDaniels might give away secrets. But today, the Broncos head coach, John Fox, said, forget about that. It's not a problem. These things happen all the time.
Wow. And Karen, apparently this story also connects to what's probably the biggest sports-related scandal in years, and that's the Penn State sex abuse scandal?
Absolutely, because McDaniels will eventually be replacing offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien is the new head coach at Penn State.
Now, O'Brien is technically still with the Patriots, but will he be focused on the playoffs or will his mind be at Penn State?
His mind will definitely be at Penn State. He's already said that he intends to announce the bulk of his staff this week, which means he's doing interviews, he's doing negotiations, and he has a very challenging job ahead of him at Penn State. He's got to win over fans who aren't happy about his hiring. He's got to attract players who've got to think that there are better places to play. And he is replacing an icon there.
Joe Paterno.
Absolutely.
Well, on to hockey if we can. The Bruins are once again straining U.S.-Canada relations. The Bruins forward Brad Marchand was suspended for 5 games following this hit on the Canucks' Sammy Salo.
Oh, man, there's going to be a penalty to Marchand. It went low on Salo, and he's down. Sammy Salo, injured, went over backwards, and I don't know if he landed on the back of his head, but he is some angry.
So listeners will remember that last season the Bruins exchanged several dirty hits with Canadian teams, most notably the infamous hit by Zdeno Chara on Montreal forward Max Pacioretty. That triggered a criminal investigation. Karen, are we going to be seeing that kind of animosity back on the ice again?
I think so. I mean, emotions are always going to run high when these teams play each other. You know, the Bruins said that Brad Marchand was just protecting himself in that play, but the league said absolutely no way that he went after Salo's knees, and that calls for an automatic suspension.
Well, Marchand's going to be losing $150,000 in pay during this suspension. The NHL has a new head disciplinarian. It's Brendan Shanahan. Is something actually going to happen here? Is there going to be a crackdown?
There is a crackdown. It's already happening every week. The NHL has a really big concussion problem. It's huge in sports all over, but Shanahan did say that Salo receiving a concussion on that play did come into effect when he decided the suspension.
Huh. Well, finally, Karen, if we can move on to another sport that involves the brain, but maybe in a different way. You've got a piece on Only a Game this weekend about math?
Absolutely. Of course. I went to the 2012 joint mathematics meetings at Heinz Convention Center, and it was a whole day on sports and math, and it pretty much just ruined all my fun. Like, all those great storylines in sports that we all like to say, like streaks. A player's on a hot streak. He can't miss the net, or he can't miss the green. Well, pretty much Chris Jones, who is a professor at mathematics at St. Mary's College of California, says streaks don't necessarily mean anything.
You can have a computer be streaky, right? You can toss a coin 10 times and get 6 heads in a row. It doesn't mean the coin was on fire or hot or whatever phrase you would use if it was a sports person. It just means that that happens sometimes, even if it's a 50-50 coin.
So here's another one. The Pats went 14-2 in the regular season. The Broncos went 8-8. So who do you think is more likely to win on Saturday?
Pats. I feel like it would be wrong to say anything but that, but that's, I'm saying Pats.
I'll say this. It's not the best team that wins. It's the team that plays the best that wins.
It's Absolutely. The team, as Bill would say, that scores the most points.
It is the team that scores the most points. And just to prove that exact point, it turns out that since 2000, the team with a better regular season record has only won the playoff matchup 50% of the time.
Interesting. So it's a coin flip.
Absolutely. Although,
which can also be streaky.
Karen Given is filling in for Bill Littlefield this weekend on NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here on WBUR on Saturday at 7 in the morning and again at 7 p.m. Bill will be back on our show next Wednesday. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.